Oh, look at you being all sneaky, creeping in, hoping that no one will see that you're late. Well, I see you, and you're in big trouble. Or you would be, if they were actually paying attention. But they're not, because they're trying to figure out the computer. You would think that they would be prepared, but no. Apparently not. So, if you're quick, you might find somewhere to sit and they'll be none the wiser. What? No. This is not a free seat. This is taken. It's got my bag on it. What, do you think I'll save you a seat? Oh, that's just damn precious. Don't pout, fine. Sit down. My poor bag. It did not save you a seat. Why would I save you a seat? It's your fault that I'm here. It's your fault that I'm here. Are you serious? You are. Actually serious. You are the only reason I'm having to sit through all of these stupid HR sessions. Because of you, they think that I can't play nice. I play nice. You just roll me up. You are a troublemaker. You are an instigator. You are a fire starter. What? What? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. But this is your fault. And it's another reason why I don't like you. I don't like you. Oh no, I really, really, really don't like you. You are in fact my office nemesis. Office nemesis. Why would it be Emma? Why, have you been talking to Emma? What? What? Why are you looking at me like that? I don't know what you're talking about. Wait, yes I do, you were talking about Emma. So, are you and Emma close? You're not. Good. I mean, not that I care at all. Because, well, I don't like you at all. Because I've said because a lot. Because I am slowly losing all of my brain cells because of these sessions, which are all your fault. So, I don't like you. Can't believe I gave you my bag seat. I did not save it for you. Why would I do that? Because I like you. I do not like you. And if you think that I do, well, that just means I'm not blushing. Shut up. I'm not blushing. Shut up. Stop it. Fine, maybe I don't not like you. But it doesn't mean that I actually like you. It was not an incident with Emma. It was just a... It was a little... Emma is just... It was an incident. But again, it was all your fault because you're... And she, and... Jealous. Jealous of Emma. Wow, you are... You're quite full of yourself, aren't you? I don't know why. It's not like you're anything special. I mean, You're good at your job. You're very, very, very good at your job. So maybe you're a little bit special. Tiny, 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 tiny little bit special. But that doesn't mean that I like you. And it certainly does not mean that I was jealous of Emma. I mean, jealous is not the word. It's just, I think she was being very inappropriate. She was very close. Very, very, very close. And I mean, asking to borrow your pen? Who does that? Who does that? It's so blatant. I mean, come on now, be a bit subtle. You have to be subtle at work. You have to be subtle. And that is not subtle. If you ask to borrow someone's pen, that's blatant. That's inappropriate. And she was being inappropriate with you. And she doesn't get to be inappropriate with you. I mean, oh, bum. Maybe I was a tiny, tiny, tiny bit jealous of the pen. The pen. The pen. She asked to borrow your pen. And it's a nice pen because you have very good taste in stationery. And that's very comely to have nice taste in stationery. Not that I noticed. Maybe I noticed your pen. I noticed your pen. Your pen's really nice. Just so nice. Just really attractive. Your pen. Your pen is very attractive. And I noticed it. And when she blatantly asked to borrow it, I got a little bit jealous of the pen. And that led to the incident. And that. Bollocks. Ugh. Do you know I have a rule? Well, I have a lot of rules. But this rule is about dating people I work with. I don't do it. I definitely, definitely, definitely don't do it. No matter how much I like them. No matter how much I can't stop thinking about them. No matter how attractive they are, how nice they are, how funny they are. No matter how good their taste in stationery, I don't date people I work with. But they do say that rules are made to be broken. And I was breaking it subtly because you have to be subtle, not blatant. I mean, I could have asked for your pen. I could have walked over to your desk very blatantly. I could have leaned forward ever so blatantly. I could have looked in your eyes blatantly again. I sound really jealous. Fine, I will confess. I was annoyed because she got there before I did. That was the day that I decided that I was going to make a move. I was going to be smooth. I was going to be slightly inappropriate. I was going to ask to borrow your pen. And then I was going to segue into lunch. Maybe dinner. I had a plan. And then Emma ruined it all, and you know what happened. And now we have to attend these sessions. I mean, they call them training sessions, but I'm pretty sure it's torture. This is definitely torture. Anything that involves PowerPoint presentations is torture. Not your PowerPoint presentations. I love your PowerPoint presentations. I mean, I like them a bit. They're not torturous, but these are torturous, and I was saving the seat for you. You know. You could pretend to be surprised. Oh, that's so annoying. You are so annoying. You are just so bloody annoying. What? Can you borrow my pen? Did you not bring a pen? Want to borrow my pen? When you say you want to borrow my pen, does that mean you want to borrow my pen? Or that you want to borrow my pen? Oh, Here. It's my favourite one. I mean, it's my second favourite one. It's my favourite. Yeah, that's a pen I don't let anyone borrow. Stop looking at me like that. No, you have never looked at me like that before. You have, I just didn't notice. Would you like to get a lunch? And maybe dinner? Definitely dinner. You would. Good. What? What session? Oh, this session. Oh, bum. They fixed it. Bugger. What? No, I don't have anything to do with the sabotage. Not that there was sabotage. I don't know what you're talking about. Stop it. Stop smiling. I had to buy you some time. You were late. And I didn't want you to get in trouble. Shut up. I am not nice. I am not nice. Take that back. You're lucky you're cute. No, I definitely didn't call you cute. Pay attention. There's going to be a quiz. An actual quiz. They're going to quiz us. Oh, this is torture. Stop smiling at me.